is the faith carried from one generation to the next? How can a movement of faith continue through all the generations? This is Saturday, April 20th. We live in a world where everything seems to have an expiration date. Look at the labels in the grocery store. They will often read Best Buy and give us a date. Nothing seems to last, or at least not for very long. We see that this applies not only to fresh foods, but to almost everything around us. Businesses that once thrived, they thrived for a generation, are replaced by newer ones that appear, and soon the old is forgotten and gone. Buildings constructed are torn down and replaced by others. Everything seems stuck in this cycle of life and death. So how did God plan for the faith to be sustained from one generation to the next? Here is the way Psalm 100 ends. This is Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Our worship song for this week explains that God made his people to be a people, his people. Their identity is found in him. But we also hear that this people will continue through all generations. That is, generations from now, there will be people singing this song, worshiping the Lord. Going forward, they will not be caught in that cycle that seems to touch all of life. Now we wonder, how's this going to happen? It seems to defy the process of life. And what does this teach us? Well, first, the faith will continue because the people continue to worship God. In this sense, that song, that's a song that never ends. One generation will sing the praise of the Lord to the next until they take up the song as their own. And then they will share it to their own children, who will then share it with theirs. But we need to be careful in thinking about it like this. We may think that sustaining the song is up to us, but the Lord tells his people over and over again that he is the one who guards and keeps his people through the generations. For example, here is that teaching from Psalm 103. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. That's Psalm 103:15-17. Yes, the songwriter says, we're like flowers that quickly fade. But God's love, well, that never changes. Recently, while visiting my son and his wife in Portland, Oregon, we walked to their church. It's only about a half mile from their house, and the building dates from 1914, according to the cornerstone. It was built by a congregation of German Christians who settled early in the history of that city. But now the building is used by a group of young believers from a different denomination. Almost 150 people meet in that fellowship. It's a new fellowship, worshiping the Lord. My son remarked to me, we need old Christians here. You see, so many older people have moved from the city, leaving a vacuum of older leadership, older believers who can disciple those who are younger, who are seeking to follow Christ. How does the church continue to thrive in one of the most challenging cities in the country? The love of the Lord endures forever. His faithfulness is the source of this life that extends from generation to generation. Yes, the worship of God is not subject to the cycles of life and death that the rest of our world seems to be bound in at present. So we might ask, well, what is our part? What is our calling? It's to sing the song of praise to God as long as we live, to teach the next generation the song as well. One of the joys of life at Granada these days is seeing the next generation step into places of leadership, to see young couples starting families and walking with the Lord together, to see that indeed the love of the Lord endures forever, and to see, well, older followers of Jesus discipling and teaching and serving and caring for the younger couples and their children, too. It is the Lord who gives us hope for what is coming in the future. We may be tempted to look for hope in technology that's better or education that's better, and these things are not bad, but they also experience this same cycle we see in our world that seems to hold our world captive at the present time. It is the love of God at work in our lives and the lives of people that shows us there is more and that there is a living hope. We become part of the fabric of the generations by keeping faith today, by singing that song that never ends. You see, Scripture tells us that when the kingdom of this world has come to an end, even then around the throne of God the song of praise will continue to ring out. The redeemed will represent every people and every generation, and they will glorify God and the Lamb. It will be a beautiful picture for sure, seeing so many generations present, but I think we'll barely notice because we'll be caught up in the worship of the one who made us and loved us through each of the generations. The next time you're in corporate worship, try to remember that we might live in the love of God that never fails, enjoying God in our generation. Let's pray. Father God, even if we can't carry a tune, we know you're worthy of worship. We pray that the song of worship will echo through our generation. We pray for our young people, our children and theirs too, who have not learned the song. Father, we long for them to know you and to live in your love. And we pray, Father, that you will be at work in our world, showing your faithfulness and steadfast love to the generations coming. We know you've promised to do so. Help us to rest in you, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.